down last week, it was Julio Jones. This week, it was the only receiver drafted ahead of him, A.J. Green. How are they different as players? Now they're both explosive.
They're both great players. They both do a great job for their team, going up, getting the ball, making plays for them. So they're more similar than different, I think. They do a great job, you know, catching the ball and making plays.
Is it A.J.'s length or his speed that's the toughest thing to handle?
Both. I mean, that's what makes a receiver tough. You know, sometimes you have a bigger receiver that's not as fast or a fast receiver. But when you combine both of those, I think that's what, you know, makes him a very good player.
The tight ends, they run that two tight ends. Those tight ends, they're just hard to stop.
Yeah, they're good. And, you know, that's going to be big for us this week, you know, playing a team that uses both their tight ends well. And then they have good tight ends, you know, in the run game and catching the ball. So that'll be a big responsibility, especially at the safety position and linebacker. So we'll have to do a good job just getting on them and trying to make it tough for them in the pass game.
Is this the first time you've had to go up against teams that use their tight ends as much as they do?
In practice, you know, yeah, so we're used to that, familiar, you know, with seeing good tight ends that do a good job in the pass game. So we just got to play to it and play well.
What do you know about Giovanni Bernard? Seems like a very dynamic
fast.
Back.
Yes, he's you can tell, you know, he kind of jumps off the tape when he gets the ball in his hands, especially, you know, if it, any type of quick throw or run he gets to the sideline. We got to try to contain him. In space, he's very tough to tackle, and he's made plays for him in the preseason and in the regular season just with, you know, getting the ball in his hands. And, you know, sometimes it's just them throwing him a two-yard pass and just letting him do the rest.
Devin, when it comes to playing team defense across the board, how have you guys done over the first four games?
We've won, you know, and I think that's the most important part. We've put more points on the board than the other team, and I think the biggest takeaway we took from it is we need to improve. There's some things that we have to get better on, and that's why we're out here practicing, and we have to take, you know, this early part of the season as that, you know, the chance to go out there, win games, but get better.
We talked about the offense being kind of a work in progress and kind of a undergoing some growth. It seems true on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, coming into any season, new season, you're going to have growth. You're going to have younger guys out there. You're going to have, you know, just a fresh start of the season that you're going to have to get better at. And I think that's what we're focusing on now.
How do you guys look at the defensive body of work last week? Such a good job taking away the outside guys when somebody like Tony Gonzalez has the production that he had. I mean, how do you kind of grade yourselves when you look at that type of performance?
We don't. I mean, we watch it, see what we can improve, and then just move on from it.
A lot of talk about Aqib, rightfully so, with the way he's played. But what has Denner done for you guys? It almost seems like he's as trusted on the other side as Aqib is on his side.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing for us is we trust all three of those guys that get on the field and play corner with Aqib, Kyle, and Zell. So they've all gone out there and been in situations where it's just man-on-man and they've made plays. So I think that's key to our success. And, you know, as long as they keep playing that way, we'll be able to play good pass defense.
Does Denner bring a different element in terms of the physicality? I mean, I think Kyle obviously is a little bit that way too in the slot.
Yeah, I think, you know, we call those two guys the two midgets, and that's how they play. They play with a chip on their shoulders, and, you know, they're as tough as it comes. You know, Zoe go out there and match up against anybody, no matter the size, anything. And, you know, you got to love that in a guy. He's a true competitor.
Devin, we talked about a continuity and learning how to play alongside each other. We're talking about a quarterback and a safety.
Sorry.
How long does that level of chemistry take to build up to know how to work with a guy?
I don't know how long, but, you know, I think we've gotten better at it just, you know, through training camp and through the first couple weeks of the season, just getting used to each other. And I think it helps, you know, we all hang out a lot off the field, and, you know, we really get to know each other. And, you know, while we're out there on the field, I can tell how a certain guy's feeling, you know, if he looks tired, if he looks like he needs. So I think, you know, just being around the same guys over a long period of time, it makes it a lot easier.
Is Aqib's growth from last year to this year as impressive to you as it is to maybe some of us?
I just think he's been able to have a full season. I mean, I think last year he was just thrown into the fire, and a lot of things he had to learn on the run. And this year I think he's just been able to go out there and play football.
Would you consider him like a top corner?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I don't think you can name top corners without naming them.